You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
Hello listeners, this is Demetrius, and today I wanted to talk to you about how to bounce back from a rejection. I wanted to talk about bouncing back from rejection in a way that looks at what you can do to bounce back with a focus on changing how you view rejections. Basically, focus on the internal, how you feel, versus the external. Instead of strategies that rely on actions like looking for rebounds, I want to focus more on changing how you think about rejections. Rejection is bound to happen in your romantic search. Whatever you might be looking for, you are bound to meet some form of rejection. Whether that rejection comes before you meet someone, after a first date, or a couple of dates, or well after you're dating someone. If you're single now, chances are good that you face some form of rejection in your dating life. The question is, how do you bounce back from a rejection? Here's my method. It's three steps. Give yourself perspective. Try to look on the bright side, and push through. I know those steps sound really simple, and they are in theory, but in practice they're a bit harder, but I think you can do them. Maybe not with ease, but it is possible. So let's start with trying to give yourself a bit of perspective. First, before we get into the tough love section, let's be real here and acknowledge something. It hurts to be rejected. It hurts to feel like someone you liked or cared for or even loved doesn't want to be with you. It hurts to get your hopes up and then have those hopes crushed. There's nothing wrong with feeling pain after a rejection, no matter how big or small the rejection may be. But, and here's where the tough love part comes in, part of moving on from a rejection is realizing that you can't dwell on your rejections. You shouldn't dwell on who rejected you, how you were rejected, or the length and seriousness of the connection that preceded your rejection. Doing so will start you down a path where you begin to rationalize the reasons why they shouldn't have rejected you, or you'll start debating the method of their rejection and how valid it is. Dwelling on any of this is a bad idea. Dwelling will only do one thing. It'll stop you from moving on. So instead of dwelling on your rejection, or how you were rejected, or the circumstances of your rejection, instead, focus on what that rejection actually means. Don't focus on the words or the methods of the rejection. Those don't matter too much. Focus on what that rejection actually means to you in a fact-based way. Rejections hurt, and that's valid, but what does the rejection you received actually mean? If someone rejected you after a first date, don't waste time trying to figure out their motives or what that might mean about your desirability. Instead, focus on the facts. I went on a first date with someone. The only thing I can be certain of for sure is that they had reasons for not wanting to go on a second date with me. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that they didn't want to go on a date with you after your first date, based on their experiences and observations on that first date. Any other conclusions you might draw are going to be conjecture and a waste of your time. What if you dated someone for a few months and they end things? What are the facts of the rejection there? If they rejected you after a few months of dating, for whatever reason they might be. Adding conjecture to that is only going to stop you from moving on. So don't. Whatever the reasons for a rejection, whether they told you what they are or not, whether a person is honest or not, the one fact will always remain the same. They've rejected you and it's over. Which is a good thing. Rejections are a good thing. Because rejections give you an opportunity to find someone who is a better fit for you, and opportunity is a wonderful thing. That's ultimately what perspective you should have about rejections. You can still be hurt by a rejection, but you should still look at them as an opportunity. Even if you believe in the idea that there is a predestination in love, like having a soulmate, think of a rejection as an opportunity to actually find that person. If you don't believe in the idea of a soulmate, which I don't personally, a rejection is an opportunity for you to find someone who is more compatible with you. If either of those ideas is hard to swallow, or you're just not looking for a love for the rest of your life sort of thing, think of a rejection as a way to, at the very least, find someone who wants to date you for the foreseeable future, or wants to sleep with you for the foreseeable future. Here are some things to help give you some perspective. 1. A rejection isn't a reflection on your worth. 2. Everyone who's ever rejected you has been rejected. 3. People who reject you might be a good fit for you, but they weren't a great fit for you. Otherwise, they wouldn't have rejected you. I hope that helps you get some perspective. A rejection isn't the end of the world. In fact, it's a good idea to think of it as a new beginning, which is what you should do. You really should try to look on the bright side and consider it a new beginning. No matter how great the person that rejected you is, no matter how lovely your connection was, it's over. Which can feel bittersweet, but remember, an ending brings a new beginning. Let's stop thinking about the rejection itself and who rejected you and how they rejected you and look ahead. Look forward. Look to the future. There are so many opportunities out there for you to meet new people if you seize them. My advice to you is to not only avoid dwelling in the past, but to take a very proactive approach to dating if you've recently been rejected. If you still feel like you're rebounding, it's okay to say that when you meet someone new. Just try to put yourself out there instead of waiting for someone amazing to come along. They might be out there, but you might need to take the initiative to find them. Whatever initiative looks like for you, I would urge you to take it. It could be signing up for dating websites and being proactive about messaging new people. It could be signing up for dating apps and being proactive about swiping more frequently for matches and actually starting conversations if you don't normally. It could be going to events, bars, clubs, wherever you think you'll meet like-minded single people and striking up conversations. Going out of your way to strike up conversations and not waiting for someone to approach you to start a conversation. It could be asking your friends about their friends, their single friends, and seeing what if they might be interested in dating you. Do things differently from what you did the last time you were single, and be a bit more proactive than the last time you were single or before the last rejection. Even if you meet more rejection in your search for something new, remember to not get discouraged. Each new rejection is an opportunity to find someone who is a good fit for you. And each new rejection brings a new opportunity for growth. You can look at each rejection you receive as an opportunity to build up your mental tolerance for rejection. Do you remember how hard your first rejection felt? My first real romantic rejection came when I was in the 5th grade, and it was devastating. The next one came in 7th grade, and it was a little less devastating. In my 30s, someone used a friend's death to leave a date early, and I didn't even bat an eye when I found out that she was probably lying. Each rejection I've received in my life has made me that much more resilient. You're tougher than you think, and you'll get tougher the more times you're rejected. Each rejection is also an opportunity to learn things about yourself and improve your approach to dating. For each message that you send that doesn't garner a response, you can hone your skills at sending first messages. Each time you approach someone in public to strike up conversation is an opportunity to learn and build on your conversation skills. The more you date, the more skilled you get at it. Practice makes perfect, after all. But I know that this all sounds good in practice, but it's much harder to do when you're actually struggling with being rejected, which is why the last step in the process is to simply push through. I wouldn't have led with acknowledging how painful rejection could be if I didn't want to end with it. Being rejected sucks. Even with perspective, even when you try to look on the bright side, sometimes the only way to move forward is to just move forward. Push past the pain. You can acknowledge how rejection hurt you and still move forward. You have to move forward. Sometimes you have to do it while you're hurting. If you never get to the point where getting a rejection becomes easy, that's okay. But what won't be okay is languishing. You gotta move forward. A simple truth to remember when you're struggling to push through is that whoever rejected you had a reason, whatever that reason might be. At the heart of that reason is their belief that you weren't a good fit together. Maybe it comes down to timing. Maybe it's unresolved feelings about a former partner. Maybe there just wasn't a romantic spark. Whatever the reason, there is a reason. Whether you agree or disagree with that reason or not is, sadly, inconsequential. What matters is that they thought you weren't a good fit, which means whether you accept it or not, you are not a good fit. If there are two people that make up a relationship and one of them thinks that they are not a good fit with you, that means that you are not a good fit for them. Someone out there who is a good fit for you, it's just not them. The only way to find that person, or to find the opportunity to maybe find that person, is to push through and search for them. It's not easy to bounce back from a rejection, but it's not impossible. I've been rejected more times than I can count, and I can promise you, you can recover. I'm not some exception to the rule when it comes to rejection. I'm the norm. If I can face countless rejections and recover, you can too. I've got faith in you. You can bounce back. And if you're still struggling to bounce back from rejection, it's okay to take a break from dating. Even with all the rejection I've faced and the resilience I've built up, rejections still get to me. I'm not above taking a break from dating when I've been rejected, especially if I've received several rejections in a row. As resilient as I am, as resilient as you are, we're only human. At some point, constant rejection will wear on you, whether it's people not responding to your messages, or people ghosting you, or people flaking on you, or the never-ending cycle of dating for a couple months for a relationship to suddenly end for nebulous reasons. It all can wear on you. Sometimes a break is what you need more than anything else. If you do decide to take a break from dating, make sure it's a full break from dating. Delete your dating apps, cut off contacts with the people you're sorta kinda seeing, stop seeing that fuck buddy. Take a full break. Take some time to be alone and regain your confidence and your resilience. Most important, take some time to remind yourself how great you are and how lucky someone would be to be with you. Spend time enjoying your own company so that when you do meet someone new, they're adding to your life and not just filling a void. And if that person ends up rejecting you, remember to give yourself some perspective on the rejection and what it means and what it doesn't mean about your worth. Try to focus on the bright side and look at rejection as an opportunity to find someone who's a much better fit for you. If you struggle to do either of those things, try to push through the pain. It might help you recover. And if all those things fail, take a break from dating until you're ready to start dating again. Thank you all for listening. I hope today's episode was helpful for you, and good luck out there.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.